Community leaders called for an all-hands-on-deck approach Tuesday to an outbreak of HIV and syphilis in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Health Department says at least 125 people, including some high school students, have been affected. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Nearly two dozen community leaders packed into a room at Milwaukee City Hall to offer solutions. Angela Hagee, Director of Disease Control for the Milwaukee Health Department, broke down the numbers. She says health officials are still tracing the roots of the sexually transmitted infections, but they're calling the outbreak a cluster because the patients appear to be connected.
We have a social network of 127 individuals that we identified late last year. And that network included 76 people who tested positive for syphilis, HIV, or both.
Hagee says the number of newly diagnosed HIV and sexually transmitted infection cases has increased nationally as well as in Milwaukee. She says last year the city saw 117 cases of HIV and 53 cases of syphilis. She says Milwaukee has the highest number of cases of gonorrhea in the nation at more than 4,400. Milwaukee Interim Health Commissioner Patricia McManus says what she finds particularly troubling is the number of young people involved.
The spike in the Milwaukee HIV STI cases is especially concerning to the City of Milwaukee Health Department because of a handful of youth who were newly diagnosed with HIV or syphilis. Generally, the diagnosis is seen between young adults between the ages of 14 and 24 years of age.
McManus says vulnerable communities include men who have sex with men, intravenous drug users, and people involved in the sex trade. She says she's confident the numbers can come down, but she says it'll take a major outreach and education effort, including for parents.
Even helping parents learn how to talk to their kids is going to be important, and still recognize how you talk to your kids and still love them no matter what they're doing. We find that that's very difficult for parents to do sometimes because they think how their kids ought to act.
About two dozen representatives from community health organizations were on hand, promoting their services and announcing extended hours for free confidential testing. Julie Buck of Pathfinders says she'll dispatch her street beat team to hand out condoms and information on where to get tested.
It's people in a truck on street corners regularly, dependably, so that people can develop relationships and get materials.
Perhaps the boldest solutions came from Mike Gifford, executive director of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. He called on the schools to get involved.
Schools need to update and extend culturally appropriate sex education, establish rapid response teams to address these issues in real time, provide HIV and STI testing in their schools, and provide unfettered access to condoms.
In addition, Gifford announced a $250,000 fund designed to support expanded HIV testing and prevention programs. One organization that's keeping an eye on things here is the National Human Rights Campaign. Spokesman Peter Cruz calls Milwaukee's outbreak significant, especially because there were 33 new diagnoses of HIV in the past 3 months. Buddy says numbers are also trending higher in southern states, where, just like in Milwaukee, people hesitate to be tested because of the stigma associated with sexually transmitted infections. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.